أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين كفروا ويصدون عن سبيل الله والمسجد الحرام الذي جعلناه للناس سواء العاكف فيه والباد ومن يرد فيه بإلحاد بظلم نذقه من عذاب أليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayat spoke to us of the two opponents. هذان خصمان, we have two opponents, one is the believer, the other one is the disbeliever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the consequences that the disbeliever will suffer. In the Akhirah, Allah described the garment that will be tailored for him out of fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the boiling hot water that will be poured over his head. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how he will try and escape from Jahannam. But every time he will attempt that, he will be flung back into Jahannam. Allah then spoke of the comfort and the garment and the luxuries and the pleasures that the believer will enjoy in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the jewelry that he will be allowed to wear in paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of a beautiful garment that he will be made to wear out of silk. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the disbelievers and the mushrikeen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who prevented the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba from entering into the Haram to perform Umrah. This incident is known as the incident of Hudaybiyah. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala majma'een, along with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they proceeded towards Makkah al-Mukarramah to perform the Umrah. And when they arrived at a place called Hudaybiyah, they were prevented and they were stopped by the mushrikeen from coming into the Haram, let alone coming into the masjid. They were not even allowed to come into the Haram around Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now this was something grave, something very big, something very, very serious, because nobody was ever allowed, or nobody was ever disallowed, nobody was ever prevented from coming into the Haram and performing the Umrah. So this was indeed a serious crime on their part. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 25 of Surah Al-Hajj, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, indeed those who have disbelieved, وَيَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we will punish them for doing this. Because as Allah explained in this ayah, that the Haram does not belong to anyone. It is a piece of land that belongs to the Ummah. No one can dictate and no one can claim ownership over the Haram. The entire Haram is waqf. To understand this, if we look at a masjid, any masjid around the world is waqf. When a masjid is declared a masjid, it becomes waqf, meaning you have surrendered its ownership to Allah. No one owns that piece of land. It cannot be left out. It cannot be leased. It cannot be sold. Nothing. It now does not belong to any individual. But that is waqf. So understand that with regards to the land around Makkah al-Mukarramah, the Haram, the Makkah, the Kaaba, the Masjid, and even the entire Haram is considered to be waqf, meaning it belongs to the Ummah, not any family or no individual can claim to have ownership and possess ownership over that piece of land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will certainly punish those who have disbelieved. And on top of their disbelief, what have they done? وَيَسُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they prevent people from the way of Allah. They prevent people from doing things that take them closer to Allah. And they distract people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ الَّذِي جَعَلْنَاهُ لِلنَّاسِ, and they stop people from al-Masjid al-Haram. Here Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala might think that even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about al-Masjid al-Haram, but it refers to entire Haram. So you have the Kaaba, around the Kaaba you have al-Masjid al-Haram, the Masjid, the Holy Masjid, And then beyond that you have the haram. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a masjid al-haram over here, He is referring to the haram. So the haram and also all those sites that are visited during Hajj. So you have Muzdalifah, you have Mina, you have Arafah. So Arafah, even though it is out of the haram, Arafah is not within the haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah, but that piece of land as well belongs to the entire Ummah. It is waqf. No individual, no family, no organization can claim ownership over that piece of land as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one is, Allah will punish those who have disbelieved, and they prevent people from the way of Allah, and they prevent people from entering the haram. الَّذِي جَعَلْنَاهُ لِلنَّاسِ, which we have made for all mankind. سَوَاءً الْعَاكِفُ فِيهِ وَالْبَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the resident of Makkah and the visitors are equal. They both have an equal right over that piece of land. Whether you are a resident in Makkah al-Mukarramah or you are a visitor, each and every Muslim has an equal right over that land. So the resident of Makkah al-Mukarramah cannot claim to have certain privileges and certain rights over that land which the visitor does not have. Allah says sawa. Sawa means equal. Who's equal in the haram? Al-aqifu fi. Al-aqifu fi, the one who lives there, the one who resides there, wal-bad. Al-bad, the one who came from outside, the visitor. They have both equal rights over that land. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and now, explaining the sanctity of the haram, we know it is a very, very sacred spot of land. The most holiest spot of land is the land of the haram. And that is why there are certain things that are normally halal and lawful to perform out of the haram that are unlawful and that are haram to perform within the precincts of the haram because of its sacredness. It's so sacred and so holy. And that's why Allah says, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ. Whosoever intends therein, that is in the haram, whosoever intends بِإِلْحَاد, to commit any act of deviation, بِظُلْمٍ, or any act of injustice, نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, we will certainly make such an individual taste a painful torment, a painful punishment. And that is why when we visit the haram, it is so important for us to observe the rights of the haram and to observe the sanctity of the haram. And that is why Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he says it is makruh for you to live in Makkah al-Mukarramah. It's makruh, it's actually makruh. You live for more than 40 days in Makkah al-Mukarramah if you are not a resident. Meaning to move into that spot and to move into that land and to take up residence there, to live there. Why did he say it's makruh? He says the time will come where the sanctity and the veneration of that place will diminish from your heart. Because you are now a resident in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and slowly what will happen is because you are used to living there and you have become accustomed with that area and with that place, you start losing value for that land, and you might just commit something that violates the sanctity of that land. So he says, go, perform your umrah, make your ibadah, do whatever you have to do, but then do not take up a residence. Do not live in Makkah al-Mukarramah if you are not already a resident therein. May Allah grant us the understanding.